There's going to be four situations here. You can mark these up.
None of the above is not an option on the forms Mark Peterson hands out to his students, who are all seniors. Instead, they are mulling over tough situations with even tougher options. For example, if you're in a coma with no hope of recovery, what kinds of interventions would you like? Barbara Shaman of Bala Cynwyd quickly checks off the boxes.
You already kind of made up your mind?
Yes, because this is a scenario where there's no hope at all. So all I would want would be number 12, which is pain medication.
And what do you not want?
I don't want surgery or antibiotics or testing done.
Peterson guides conversations around these decisions. The group reads articles together and watches videos. But he says that's only half the work.
And then we take a look at how they can make those presentations of their decisions to their family as well as to their physician, the two most important people in ensuring their voice is heard.
Barbara Shaman decided to take this course after losing her parents, husband, and a stepdaughter within 5 years. She wanted more control at the end of life.
Because death is an inevitable act of life, and if we're prepared for it, maybe it's not as frightening.
But she's not yet told her kids that she is taking this 4-week class.
I'm sure they would not be happy. But I'm doing it a lot for them.
Instructor Mark Peterson says once all the paperwork is filled out, the more people communicate their wishes for end-of-life care, the better their chances of dying in the way they want it.
Talk, talk, talk.
I'm Megan Scott, WHYY News.